papers were supposed to be delivered to President declared President Mnangagwa, and the papers were declared. They were sent to him to an address that he frequented. It was a working day. He was expected to be at work. For that reason, really, I don't know what they're attempting to do. Papers are not supposed to be saved to an address. They are supposed to be saved to a person. And that person received the papers, and that is exactly what matters. Everything else is clutching on straws. They are desperate. They are afraid that the evidence is speaking for itself, and they cannot defend. I think that they must defend and stop playing around with Zimbabweans and their minds.
And there are some legal experts who are saying that maybe the case may be dismissed on that technicality. If that happens, what's your next step?
Look, clearly that is their desire. They are looking for technicalities. They don't want to defend because they can't defend. They are looking to create technicalities. Unfortunately, this technicality doesn't work. I spoke to the president, to the president-elect lawyer this morning, and he looked at the matter and said, look, as far as he's concerned, the papers are supposed to be served to President Edi Mnangagwa, and we have a reasonable basis to suspect that he was at work because he works in that building, and for that reason, the service is not voidable.
And what's your favorable... Of course, we know that your favorable outcome should be positive as far as you're concerned, but what will happen if the outcome is negative?
Well, look, there is no way that the outcome is going to be negative because it is not anyone's wish that is going to be the outcome of the court. It is what the evidence says. The truth speaks for itself. And what the court is going to do is look at the evidence and make a determination based on the evidence. We are very clear that President Nelson Chamisa believes that the evidence is incontrovertible. The evidence speaks very loud and numbers don't lie. And really, there is no way that numbers will begin to lie. This will be something that simply happens in Zimbabwe. You know, it's either 14 or 11. And if someone says 14 and then tomorrow they say 11, then you're not sure what it is, and therefore we have to determine the truth. And that is what we're asking the court. We're saying to the court, it is not clear what Chigumba wants to say. Is it that we must rely on the numbers he gave on TV, or must rely on the numbers that he then released to the public via their website and via state media? The fact of the matter is that by itself points to shenanigans around the announcement of the results.